With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military is battering the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip with airstrikes and preparing for a possible ground invasion, and says its complete siege on the territory will remain in place until Hamas militants free some 150 hostages that were taken during the deadly weekend attack. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has not put any conditions on how Israel uses American-provided munitions, such as requiring that they not be used against civilians.
We'll leave it to them to define what their operations are going to look like. But again, we have no reason to believe that they would do anything different.
The number of Americans killed has risen to 27. Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican conference is meeting behind closed doors again to discuss the House speakership. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says this is an urgent situation.
It's very dangerous what we're doing. And I just wanted them to know that, you know. We're playing with fire.
GOP Minority Leader Steve Scalise does not appear to have the 217 GOP votes needed to win the Speaker's gavel at this time. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits was unchanged last week.
The Labor Department says unemployment claims stayed at 209,000 for the week ending October 7th. The four-week moving average of claims fell by 3,000 to 206,250. The numbers, a proxy for layoffs, continue to show that American workers enjoy unusual job security.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. After early gains, Wall Street is now in the red. The Dow is losing 150 points, and the Nasdaq down 77. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League bans gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow-colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, "Players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina is suing state health officials to block a law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations. The parents claim that the ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. A growing number of states are passing legislation designed to protect kids from irreversible surgeries, and generally slow down the transgender offensive. This is SRN News. More Americans sympathize with the striking auto workers than with the three big car companies that employ them.
That's one of the findings in a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research as the strike approaches the one-month mark. The poll finds that more than half of Americans sympathize with the workers or support the workers and the car companies equally. Only 9% favor the automakers over the workers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A federal judge will allow enforcement of a public health order that suspends the right to carry guns at public parks and playgrounds in New Mexico's largest metro area. The order Wednesday rejects a request from gun rights advocates to block temporary firearms restrictions as legal challenges move forward. It marks a victory for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and her advocacy for temporary gun restrictions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.